Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Beis. The words Zakan Beisai, the elder of his household. Avram said to his slave, the elder of his household, who controlled all that was his. Rashi comments on the words Zakan Beisai, Lefi Shehu Davuk Nakud Zakan. Since this word Zakan is written in the construct form, this means the form of smichus, it is vowelized with a shiva under the zayin, zikan. In the absolute form, the nifrod, the word would be zokain. The zayin would have a kamatz. Similarly, for those who are presently learning the daf hayomi, the last perek in Chulin, the name of the perek is Shiluach HaKain. The kuf has a tzere. However, when the shoyrish kain is used in a pasuk, such as in Parshas Ki Seitze, the word is kan. The pasuk states ki yikare kan tzipor. Because in the pasuk, the word kan is in the smichus form. In Chulin, the title is not in the smichus form. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Pasuk states, Vayoymer bas mi'at hagidi noli, hayesh beis avich makoim lanu lalin. When Eliezer met Rivka, he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for a lodging for us? In this Pasuk, the word lalin is written with a yud. However, when Rivka responded, she said, Gam teven gam mispoi ravimonu gam mokoim lolun with a vav. We even have straw, and feed is plentiful with us, as well as a place to lodge. When Rivka responded, she expressed herself using a different form of the same verb. Eliezer expressed himself with the lashon lolin, and Rivka responded with the lashon lolun. There are various opinions as to what these terms or verbs mean. First, Rashi explains that the word lolin means lino achas, lodging for one night, and the word lin is a noun, a lodging. And the word lolun implies kamo linois, many lodgings. Similarly, the Rashbam interprets Eliezer's question as a simple, do you have room for us in your house? The translation of the word lolin means beis lina, a noun. But Rivka responded, gam mokoim lolun, meaning lolun gufchem. There is room for your bodies, your guf. And the word lolun implies lolun boi b'nei adam, a place where people can stay. And the Rashbam concludes with the lashon, zehu ikar pshutoi l'medakdek l'shoyin hakodesh. This is the main pshat to one who is medakdek in understanding l'shoyin hakodesh. The Sefarno translates the word lolin, shenolin shom es gamalenu. Do you have room for our camels to stay? But Rivka responded, Loi mokoim legmalim bilvad, ela yesh teven umispoi lefarnesam. Of course we have room, not only for the camels, but we even have straw and feed to support them. And also, gam mokoim lolun. Lolun referring to ba'adcha uva'ad anoshecha. We also have accommodations for you and your men who are with you. The Ibn Ezra has a different approach. The Ibn Ezra writes that both words, lolin and lolun, are verbs and not nouns. However, these verbs are from different binyonim. Lolin is a verb in the infinitive from binyon hif'il, and lolun is a verb in the infinitive from binyon kal. How do we see that the verb lolin is from Binyan Hifil. The Mefarshim on the Ibn Ezra explain that the word really should have been leholin with a hey, but the hey was dropped, and the lamed takes a komatz under it to compensate for the hey. Accordingly, the Sepharno's pshat fits in very well. Eliezer was only requesting a place for his camels so that no one would steal them, and Eliezer and his men could sleep in the street and not inconvenience them. This is the verb lolin in Hifil, referring to the camels. But Rivka responded, Ki gam akoim lolun, there is room for you, Eliezer, and your men, and this is the verb lolun in Binyan Kal. The Aviezer offers another approach to explain the use of two different binyanim. The Aviezer writes, when someone requests a favor from his friend, he asks in a Lishoin Kvedus, which means a Binyan Hif'il. The Ibn Ezra calls Binyan Hif'il Binyan HaKoved HaNoisof. This is called a Lashon Kvedus. In other words, Eliezer is saying, Toivo G'doylo Ani Mevakesh Mimecha. I'm asking you a very big favor and is very important to me. This was exactly the intent of Eliezer. Bikesh Eliezer Miderech Kovoid. Eliezer acknowledged this, that this is a difficult request to fulfill. Eliezer knows that is a big request to ask of people. This is the Lashon of Lolin, Binyan Hif'il, B'Lashon Koved HaNoisof. But Rivka, with the goodness of her heart and her desire to do Hachnasas Orchim, responds with a very giving heart, Beruach Nediva, Haloi Katon Hu Be'eneinu. Your request is a small request in our eyes. This is why Rivka responded with the verb lolun b'loshein kal. I would like to conclude this piece with a comment by the Maril Diskin. If you look further in the parsha in Pasuk Nun Dalid, where Rashi explains the word vayolinu, there it means they spent the night. Rashi writes, kol lino sheba mikra linas laila echad. Every time the word lina is mentioned in Tanakh, it means a lina of one night. The question is, why is Rashi again defining the meaning of lina, and also with a slightly different lashon? The setting in that pasuk in Nun Hei is that Rivka's brother Lavan and her mother wanted to detain Eliezer and Rivka and asked for an additional amount of time, and then she can go. Rashi asks, Uvesuel heichan haya, where was Besuel, her father? Rashi writes, Roitze haya la'akev, uvo malach vehemisoi. Besuel wanted to prevent Rivka from going with Eliezer, so a malach came and caused Besuel's death. The Sifsei Chachomim explains, based on the Medrash Rabbah and the Yalkut Shemoni, that Besuel put poison in Eliezer's plate in order to kill him. But Eliezer realized this, and the Malach Gavriel came and switched plates, and it was Besuel who died. Based on this incident, the Maril Diskin explains that when Eliezer and his men realized that Besuel could attempt to do such a terrible act, they were afraid to sleep in his house and remained awake all night. And this is what Rashi is telling us. The words linas laila echad, the word lina is a noun. One who spends an entire night in one place is called lina, even though they do not sleep there. And in fact, Eliezer and his men did not sleep there and remained awake the entire night, as a proof to his interpretation of Vayolinu. He quotes the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. This pasuk means that one may not let the korban remain overnight and does not refer to sleeping. It means hanochas laila echad, the korban remaining overnight. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The pasuk states, Vayusam lefanov le'echoel. This pasuk is telling us that Besuel placed food for Eliezer to eat. The word Vayusam means it was placed. The shorish of this word is Sim, Sin Yud Mem. This verb belongs to Binyan Hof'al, the binyan that receives the action from binyan hif'il. The word is pronounced vayusam on the sin, but it is written as vayisem with two yudin. However, we pronounce it with a yud and a vav, vayusam. This is an example of a kri uksiv, a word read one way but written differently. Both words mean it was placed. There's no difference in meaning. However, the Baal HaTurim and the Targum Yoinason Ben Uziel explain that since the letters Sin and Samach are often interchanged, the word Vayisem with two Yudin can be interpreted as Vayasem with a Samach, to teach us that Besuel intended to poison Eliezer. The Shoyrish Sam means poison. Besuel offered Eliezer poisoned food and tried to rush him into eating it, but eventually Besuel himself ate the poison. Perchav Dalid, Pasuk Samach Zayin. Vayivieha Yitzchak, Ha'oihela, Sara Imoi. And Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent, Sarah his mother. The Sefer Lashon Chaim explains that one could make a mistake and interpret the pasuk as Vayivieha Yitzchak lo oihel shel Sarah, that Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent of Sarah, and that the word ha oihela goes together with the words Sarah imoi. But this is not the pshat. Rashi tells us the correct pshat. Vayivieha ha'oihela, and he brought her into the tent. Stop. Vaharei hi Sarah imai, and behold, she was Sarah, his mother, kolaimar, that is to say, v'na'aseis dugmas Sarah imai. Rivka became the image of Sarah, his mother. Shekol zaman she Sarah kayemes hayoner daluk me'er shabos li'er shabos. For all the time that Sarah was alive, a lamp would continuously be lit from er shabos to er shabos. Uvirocha mitzuya ba'isa, and a blessing would be found in the dough. It would increase miraculously. Va'anan kashur al ha'oihel, and a cloud would hang over the tent. Umisha mesa pasku, but once she died, they stopped. Uchashebos Rivka chazoro, when Rivka came, they returned. We see this pshat clearly from the trop. If you look at the pasuk, vayivi eho Yitzchak munach revi'i, and the revi'i is a mafsik. So when you lane, you have to lane, Vayivieha Yitzchak, and there is a pause. The word ha'oihela, the next word, also has a tam mafsik, a pashta, and is not connected to the next word, Sarah. The word ha'oihela is a hefsek inyan, the end of a thought. The next words, Sarah imoi, Hu in Yon Chadash, is a new statement and means, behold, she is Sarah, his mother. And the pshat is not that Yitzhak brought Rivka into the oihel of Sarah, but just plain, Yitzchak brought Rivka to the Ohel, period. Therefore, when learning this pasuk, one should be careful to make a noticeable pause after the word ha'oihela. Vayivieha Yitzchak ha'oihela Sarah'imai. In this way, the true meaning can be conveyed to the listener. Also, the word ha'oihela is mil'el. The kametz hay at the end, which is added, does not indicate a nekeva. Therefore, the word oihel, which is always on the aleph, remains on the aleph.